broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about 3,000 lives per day, absolutely destroyed, backed by government policy and tax dollars. Yeah, yesterday was National Sanctity of Human Life Day, and our prayers go out that we can reject abortion once and for all. It marks the 46th year since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Roe versus Wade, along with its companion case you probably never heard of, Doe versus Bolton, the infamous abortion rulings that opened the doors to killing preborn children. For any reason and at any stage of development, it's a tragedy. It's got to stop. Anyway, since that tragic day in 1973, approximately 60 million innocent children have been murdered, brutally killed by this thing we call pro-choice abortion, funded by our tax dollars through Planned Parenthood. The Republicans, well, they said they were going to stop it when we elected all of them, but they didn't do the job. The only one that I think has really made a serious effort has been President Trump, believe it or not. Planned Parenthood, believe it or not, reveals just how much more taxpayers gave them in 2018. Daily Caller with a piece. So look, we doubled down and gave more to Planned Parenthood in 2018. Wasn't that under the Republicans, folks? I mean, wow. What a sad tale to tell. We talked about 10 proven ways to fix the whole world, writes Bill Federer. And boy, is he spot on. He points to the 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill being one of the critical ones. We talked about Mark Levine rants that longest government shutdown is actually pretty short. It's amazing how we count weekends and holidays, but those guys don't even hardly work. The House of Representatives has only averaged 138 days, legislative days, since 2001, by the way. And there you have that. What a tragic, deal. But nevertheless, there you go. Sad part is the lawmakers that don't even work are getting paid, and the people that actually do the work, your neighbor, the good guys, the people that care about the proper role of government are just trying to do a good job. They're the ones suffering and not getting paid. 26 billionaires own the same wealth as the poorest 3.8 billion people in the world. Now, that's a divide and conquer headline from the mainstream press. It's sad. The answer is to get rid of the Federal Reserve fiat money system and return to honest money. Honest money is the biggest support and strengthening of the middle class ever. Dishonest money allows these extremes to take place. We also talked about the number Me Too movement. I don't know why the Democrats are so clever at marketing, but Me Too, the Patriot Act, pro-choice, all these terms, man, they're so hard to be against because if you don't understand the real landscape, you sound like an idiot if you're against it, right? But we ought to use the Me Too movement when it comes to attacks from the IRS, when it comes to government regulations, when it comes to the difficult time to make a living due to regulations. And, the Me Too movement should be co-opted by all kinds of people, not just perverted by the left. Is there abuse and wrongdoing? Yes, there are. In Hollywood, absolutely. But why are these girls just cooperating and saying nothing, and then later they act like this is so horrible? They foment this landscape by their silence and their participation. Now, am I blaming the women? No, I'm not. Any act of aggression, any act of violence, sexual or otherwise, is evil and wrong. But I'm telling you that if the word got out and none of these women would go to Harvey Weinstein like today, this wouldn't be happening, would it? If all the women said, look, I wanted to be an actress, I had dreams of being an actress, but I'm not going to Harvey Weinstein. The guy's an absolute pervert. I'm not going. And no women would go to him, and he didn't have any female roles to fill his we wouldn't be in this situation, would we? So, you know what? I'm not here to blame the women. I know they'll attack me relentlessly for this stance. I'm not here to attack the women, but I am here to say they have some role to play here. Well, good news. An IHOP employee got wounded. That's the bad news. The good news, though, pulls gun and kills armed restaurant attacker and saves colleagues. It's phenomenal news. And there you have it. Virginia Senator, her name is Amanda Chase. She openly carrying a handgun. And her goal, to deter violent protesters. Amen to that. Hour two. Brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, localhoneyman.com. Our guest was Jim Clymer, constitutionparty.com, yesterday. Second hour. We talked about the Sam Bushman tweet. At Real Donald Trump, deliver the State of the Union address live at the border. Invite the new media taking center stage to go alongside. Well, Donald kind of having a perverted, I don't know what you call it. Somewhat like that idea, but not quite. Not even close to far enough, but nevertheless, we'll talk about it. El Chapo Guzman and his associates are claiming that, well, the kingpin paid $100 million to bribe former president of Mexico, Peña Nieto. We'll talk about that more as the broadcast unfolds also. Former politician details love affair with El Chapo and how she trafficked marijuana for him. A lot coming out. What part did the United States government play in the drug trade with Guzman, huh? Or El Chapo? Italian town offering up villas, $150 apiece. You want to go ahead and get an Italian villa, head on over. Roger Stone claims the deep state plans to remove Donald Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence wants to put in place Pelosi and Hillary. They call it a coup. You know what? I understand what he's saying, but I don't agree that's true. Too many people would stop it. You know what? It's this Democrat, Republican, you know, the other side's the enemy stuff. Sadly, a waste of time. Yikes, ladies and gentlemen. They say Karen Pence teaching at Christian school, writes Joseph Farah. Great article. We also talked about Mike Pence condemns deeply offensive reaction to wife's employment, writes Art Moore. WND.com doing a great job on this story. Bottom line is Christian school rejects gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, Q plus stuff. And everybody's going berserk because she's going to teach art there. But Mike Pence, standing strong, just says, hey, they'll always attack us. They always have. They always will. We're Christians and we'll defend Christianity. Lady Gaga says Mike Pence is the worst representation of what it means to be a Christian. Now, I think Mike Pence is actually a pretty good example, Christianity-wise speaking. At least he's not running around having a Me Too movement problem there, Lady Gaga. Just saying. Rapper Cardi B melts down, slams government shutdown, calls Trump supporter blankety-blank with an F-word rednecks. There you go. State worker got fired for signing emails in Christ. So let me get this straight. You're a government worker. You sign your emails in Christ, you get fired, you get kicked out. But rapper Cardi B can just melt down all over social media, drop F-bombs and everything else, and nobody complains a bit. Lady Gaga can do the Christian thing and attack Mike Pence. It doesn't make any sense. All right. Well, without further ado, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I want to, you know, with Cardi B going ballistic and Lady Gaga going ballistic and everybody attacking Mike Pence and Christianity being kind of top billing in the news for discussions and everything else, I got something to say about this, Kurt. You remember Mr. Kaepernick or Kaepernick, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
The guy taking a knee and dividing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so it became basically, it used to be an awesome honor to sing at the Super Bowl, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
And anyway, long story short, then after Kaepernick and crew, then it became like nobody will sing. Everybody hates the, racist NFL and all this kind of stuff. And, hey, America has been abusive to the blacks for so long, and it's just a massive protest, divide and conquer. And then all the white people and everybody that's funding the games and going to games decided they don't want to go anymore. And so there's been a big downturn in the NFL, and it's been a big old massive battle, right? So they're struggling to find somebody to sing at this year's Super Bowl, Kurt. But they reached out and asked Gladys Knight if she'd sing.
Kurt.
Yeah. And Gladys Knight said, absolutely, that sounds like an honor. And boy, the gloves came off and she got attacked big time, Kurt. How dare a black female Atlanta native, I mean, talk about respect, talk about, you know. And so she got attacked big time, Kurt. But you know what? Instead of having the Donald Trump mentality and, you know, I'm going to hit back 10 times harder. Well, the headlines are even admitting she had a classy response, Kurt. The mainstream press doesn't know what to do about this. So they're not talking about it a whole lot, but she had a classy response. And so Gladys Knight offers classy response. She says, let's give the anthem back its voice at the Super Bowl. So she reached out to Keeper Nick and everybody, and she said, listen, I get that there's been some wrongs done in the past. And I get that racism, you know, is horrible and has been part of American reality for a long time. I understand that. In fact, as a kid, becoming a singer and everything else, I've experienced my fair share of racism, she says. But then, Kurt, she rises above it all and she says, but America's great. I want to give back the national anthem its voice at the Super Bowl. I'm going to sing and I'm going to try to bring everyone together and rise above the divisions. What a classy lady. Let's talk about that in seconds when we come back. I think we need more Gladys Knights in the world. Liberty Roundtable Live.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, the Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath. Amen to that. Mike Pence and his wife having humble responses to the attacks they're getting. Gladys Knight offers classy response. Give the anthem back its voice at Super Bowl. Kurt, both these Christians are doing a phenomenal job. Well, all three of them, Mike and his wife and then Gladys Knight. I think we need more of this, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam.
Anyway, any other comment? I just thought it was pretty nifty. I tried to find a soundbite where she stated all this, but I couldn't find one easily. But anyway, all I'm telling you is, what an example. What a great...
Yeah, I was looking at the Newsmax piece on it. It says she's earned the nickname Empress of Soul. I guess she had the Queen of Soul was Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to go to Empress. That's right. But yeah, she grew up in Atlanta. She understands what racism's all about and stuff like that. She's experienced a lot of it, sadly, in her life. She's had a tough life, Kurt. Right. You know, she's not a perfect example of what we would want to be. She's had four marriages and stuff like that. But understand that her life has been difficult, and she's, you know, most of it wasn't really a Christian. And she converted to Christianity, and she says it's changed her life. And now her responses and her behavior, in my opinion, is a great example of what God can do in someone's life, Kurt. What repentance and forgiveness and a new view and following the Prince of Peace can do for people. And in my opinion, what an example, Kurt.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, it reminded me about the Queen of Soul, Aretha. We went to a movie last night. You know, I rarely do this, but anyway, we went to a movie called The Upside.
You need to do a little more of it, Kurt. There's an upside to that, by the way.
Good point. And anyway, it talks about a hardworking black man who was down on his luck and all that kind of thing. He helps a wealthy quadriplegic that needs a caretaker to help him with his day-to-day routine, etc. You know, all that kind of things. The guy's name is Dell. And Dell loves the Queen of Soul. I mean, you know, I mean, when Philip, the white, wealthy quadriplegic, is wanting to hear opera, then Dell's wanting to hear Aretha, you know. So it's kind of cool. And there's a lot of fun stuff in that show. It needs to be edited, in my opinion. But, you know, other than that, it's pretty good. And, you know, points out the fact that, hey, even for this wealthy guy, like, you know, you could say Gladys Knight kind of fits there, or America's been pretty wealthy. You know, there's some tough times. You know, the guy's a quadriplegic. You know, it's not like, I mean, he's got more cars than he can, of course, than he can use, because he can't even drive them. But he has his buddy Dale drive them for him. And, you know, they learn to enjoy living life, or at least he does, again. And same thing with Gladys Knight. She's kind of pointing out, hey, look, let's look at the good stuff in America, and the good things for the
All right, Kurt,
national.
So do you recommend The Upside? Kurt Season recommends the movie Upside?
I recommend it, especially if you could filter it. There's, you know, several little parts that need to be, you know, edited out, but it's a pretty cool story, you know.
All right.
And it is based on a true story as well.
All right, so that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Kurt Season recommends movie The Upside. Check it out. All right, California State Senate in the news, Kurt. I guess they banned the use of he and she during their hearings because, of course, their gender, you know. But then the problem is, in the middle of it, Kurt, they broke their own rules.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yeah, they wanted to use they and them, Kurt. And, you know, this lady got up there and started busting out the she, and people freaked. They literally shut her down, buddy. They just said, what the heck are you doing? We agreed we're not going to use she, and you just... And people are now just saying it is absolute political correctness run amok.
Oh, yeah.
In the California State Legislature there, Kurt. So I'm going to use the proper words. They's got it all wrong. Them's confused over there in California there, Kurt. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Now, I don't know how you'd refer to this fantastic Gladys Knight classy response. I don't know if I could say her. What would I say? It's not they. It's a single individual, Kurt. Well, how would I refer to that? Now, you wouldn't call her the Empress.
You'd have to talk about something else.
You're not allowed to use Empress either, Kurt, or Queen.
I know.
No Queen, no King. What are the transgenders people going to do when they become queens and kings and such, and rule over people and lord over everybody and everything? And what are you going to do when you can't call them Queen and King?
It's kind of what they've done, because they make us do, you know, say certain things, and we can't say other things. That's what's happening.
But anyway, all I'm just telling you is it's whacked out, but it's kind of comical a little bit that they, you know, they ban these terms, and then they just break their own rules right there on the spot and get caught doing it. It's a big old to-do down there in California. So, there you go. All right, Kurt, today is the 36th straight day in a row without a news briefing at the White House, Kurt. And they say it's the longest stretch.
That. This has just been terrible. I mean, I've noticed this massive shortage.
It's the longest stretch since they started this under the Bill Clinton days, they claim. And the reason, they say, became a little clear after Donald tweeted out. The reason he says Sanders does not go to the podium much anymore is because, well, the press covers her so rudely and inaccurately and stuff like that that she might as well not even go. She says, in particular, certain members of the press, he says, so I told her, you don't even need to go out anyway. It's just fake news. Skip it. Now, I understand Donald's point, Kurt, but I also kind of disagree with him. Why doesn't he just let the people that'll cover him fairly and honestly and openly be the press corps? Why do you have to have this old style, old school Bill Clinton day-esque or holdover, Bill Clinton holdover kind of an idea? Why don't you just break it apart and just say, look, we're going to be wherever we are. We're going to hold a 10-minute press conference. We're going to give everybody the media. We're going to do it new media style. So we're going to do it conference style. You know, we're going to get Zoom. You can get zoom.us. It's a conference system. I use it every day, by the way. And we're going to just simply have the press briefings, and we're going to let, you know, the new media take center stage, ask questions, and give feedback to the president. And why don't they just jettison the old school, old style Bill Clinton holdover stuff? If we're draining the swamp, let's just do it different. Why not let Sanders talk to the press? Why not just talk to the press that's fair and open and honest and stuff like that? And what I would be, here's what my question would be for today's briefing. You ready, Kurt?
Yep.
How can we in the media, President Trump, help you defend our border and take national security seriously? What would you like us to do? What do you think of that question, Kurt? What can we in the media do to highlight the importance of national security and help us move the needle on national security in the media, President? What can we do? That's what I'd like to know. And if he says, you know what?
It seems like, you know, with the White House website, whitehouse.gov, and, you know, that kind of thing.
That's all good. It is way better than what we've had, but it doesn't give feedback, though. Right? Or do you have a way to get to the president through that site, Kurt?
Well, when I was talking, I was going to get to that, but it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
In my opinion, there's always plenty of room for, you know, questions. I mean, you see them in news stories all the time where you comment and, you know, that kind of thing. And that could be done certainly on there. And then an effort to downsize and, you know, make costs less, you know, not have all this overfluffed government, as well as, you know, the opportunities for what I'd call showmanship, where you get the, you know, kind of fighting in between Sarah Sanders and any questioners. You know, you could have a lot more kind and gentle what goings on between them by just simply, hey, here's the White House press briefing. You know, it's on the whitehouse.gov thing, and anybody who wants to respond in the media or not, you know, can respond and ask questions.
And how do we do that?
Answer them if they want. Well, it could be right on the White House.
Because I'd like to do that right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a way that you can just write to them.
There is.
Right now, but I don't know.
If you could tell me how to do that, I'd like to tell them my border idea, Kurt.
You know? Yeah, I
think
you
can convey that for
them. They're doing it. They're already doing it.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's part of the dailymail.co.uk.
Well, we'll get to that story in just a second. All I'm telling you is I'm proposing a Zoom conference and letting the old guard media go and the new media. Kurt's saying the White House has got it done. So that's great news, folks. I'm glad that it's being done. I just don't have a way to communicate with the president. And I wish I did, and I wish the new media had a way to really communicate with the president. But I guess if we've got it, though, Kurt, if you can, you know, take that tweet that I sent out and send that to the president via the White House, that'd be great. We'll move on to El Chapo. I guess drug lords are raising bribery claims. It's more than just, what's that guy's name, Mineto? More presidents in the mix from Mexico. I wonder why this isn't being highlighted. You need to tell Donald that's happening. There's been briberies to three presidents. Maybe he's not aware. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to mention a Zoom video conferencing solution so that Sarah Sanders could talk to the press and have a 10-minute press briefing live from wherever they are, not necessarily from the White House or the Oval Office or whatever. But I guess it's covered. And I was thinking we might want to have a way that we can communicate with the president and he can get feedback from us, but I guess that's covered too. Kurt, I rearranged these stories here. So 36 days, straight day without a news briefing. The press is going berserk, and Donald says no big deal. And I guess Trump now is in the news, Daily Mail.
You're talking about this piece where he's taking your idea?
Yeah, well, he's not taking my idea at all, but go ahead.
Well, it says, you know, the headline from Drudge says, Trump could give Texas rally speech at the border.
Yeah.
Instead of State of Union address, isn't that what you suggested?
No.
A border.
So if Pelosi insists that Donald Trump's not welcome in Congress during government shutdown, they say Donald could give Texas rally speech instead. So I don't think a Texas rally speech in a stadium with, you know, thousands of screaming fans, rally style, is the same as a, you know, border briefing on the border live State of the Union. I had talked about things like getting up in a helicopter and giving people, like, you know, GoPro cam kind of footage on the border, talking to ranchers and, you know, people like that, Stuart Rhodes and others who have done reconnaissance on the border, talking to Border Patrol agents, really giving us a firsthand view of the border. I'm not so sure that a Texas rally somewhere in Texas, it would be the same thing. It'd be better than going to the White House. It's another idea. And it's a good idea, by the way. So I support Rand Paul's go to the Senate, or I support the Texas rally, or I support my idea, which was a live, you know, State of the Union on the border. But those are three different ideas, and I support all of them, by the way, Kurt. They're all good ideas. The point really is to say to Nancy that, you know what, if you're going to play those games, we don't need you. We'll just show you how broken your part of the State of the Union is by going somewhere else. I think that's a good idea. But in my mind, a rally in a dome, or a, what do you want to call it, an arena or whatever else, wouldn't be the same as I was proposing. But it's a step closer by far. And I hope Donald does any of the above. I hope he does Rand Paul's idea or this idea. I don't know who came up with this idea. And it's a pretty good idea. I'm not downing the idea. I'm just saying it's different than what I was proposing. So anyway, I think it's good, though. I mean, I really recommend it. Anything to highlight the brokenness of the House side of things that Nancy's leading right now is valuable, Kurt.
Yeah, and it is a way that at least the president can make himself, I guess you could say, more available to the people. You know, it's true that he's only one person with 300 million plus people in America. It doesn't leave him time for individual, you know, connections for all of us. But, you know, on these big events, it does seem like, you know, those who want to be there can be there, or at least can try, and then the others can watch. There are going to be some that are upset about it, but I think they can incorporate all these ideas. They could certainly have a video of, you know, the crossings and or the, you know, the situation at the border, being in the border state there in Texas. You could certainly, you know, kind of coordinate that kind of stuff, I think. But, you know, anyway.
That's... Yeah, if you can convey to the White House you're in support of that idea, that'd be good. I think it's certainly better than just going to the House of Representatives and the hostility of the Democrats and the hatred by the swamp and stuff like that. Anytime you get out of the swamp, it's better by far. So, you know, I like Rand Paul's idea. I like this idea better than Rand's. I personally like the idea that I proposed even better than this. I'd like to see live crossings and live, you know, reports. And, you know, I'd like the thing live as opposed to video and presentations from a packaged presentation point of view. But that's just me. Any of these ideas that get you out of the swamp and get you with the people are 10 times better than the way that, you know, the Clinton holdovers have been doing it forever. So any departure from that, I welcome. That's for sure. In fact, three Mexican presidents, I guess, are being outed in court, too. Maybe part of that briefing would be a little bit of a blip from the court video. But I guess the three, former presidents of Mexico linked to the El Chapo corruption drug lord deal. I guess in the trial, they're claiming that stuff, Kurt. Three of them.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, this shouldn't surprise us, at least I don't believe. And I think if you follow this even further, you'd find... connections, you know, in our justice, or, and I put that in quotes, system. You know, the sad thing is, Sam, wicked judges and lawyers and, you know, all those connected in those things, they make money when there's evil going on. If you eliminate bad stuff, there is less chance for what would you say, just the ill-gotten gains, I guess. But we talked yesterday about the accusation or whatever that one of the Mexican president had received $100 million bribe. In these drug deals, there's massive amounts of money just floating around. And this is an example of that. Now they're saying that it's not just one president. It's three that have been, you know, at least talked about in these, you know, in this El Chapo trial. And, you know, I think, you know, if you continue to follow that, you'd find even more and more judges, lawyers, officials. I mean,
I think you're completely right. What I think is missing is that most of the people don't realize this, Kurt.
Well, yeah, because what coverage do you see of this?
That's right. And that's why I would head down to the border. I would highlight this. I would show video from the court as part of my State of the Union address. And I would literally double, triple down and highlight the real problems with national security at the border. And if it can be done in a rally or done in the Senate as well, then great. But in my mind, we really need the American people to understand, look, three Mexican presidents linked to El Chapo, corruption, drug lord. It's coming out in the trial. There's claims about it. Let's investigate it. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's highlight what's really going on. And the more we can get the truth out to the people is what I'm for. And if it could be better done in a rally, by all means. If it could be better done in the Senate, whatever it takes. I just know this. The standard, we're going to do a news briefing from the White House, Clinton holdover plan, isn't getting it done. Donald tweeting by himself is great, and it's a step in the right direction, without a doubt, but it isn't getting it done. You got to turn to the new media taking center stage. You got to create a feedback loop so President Trump can hear from maybe not every American, but at least from a lot of the well, I think a lot of our listeners would be happy if I could just convey our message. Or you, Kurt, could convey our message for them. And, you know, maybe they put something in our inbox and give us ideas, and then we filter that and get that to the president. It's not perfect. I get that President Trump can't hear from everybody, but we need a feedback loop there. And whatever way we can really get the news out and create accountability, the better. In fact, Joseph Farah highlights an incredible piece in WND entitled, "Why Trump's Right. It's All About the Border Now." Joseph Farah, Kurt, this is an incredible piece to make the point. Trump is
well,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very important. I mean, there's, I don't know what else. I know right to life and those different things, but this has so many connections to all those other problems, it seems like, or the challenges we're facing.
Well, and that's why the states needed a federal organization to take care of national security. It's one of the very few legitimate roles of the federal government, Kurt. I mean, that, there's delegated responsibility there. I think it's a legitimate need that the states had even back in the day of the Articles of Confederation. This is legitimate here. This is one of the very few.
And Joseph Farah, basically the big shot there at WorldNet Daily, says, why haven't politicians fixed our immigration problems in 50 years? Says, I'm old enough to remember the concerns people were expressing half a century ago in the 60s. Washington didn't pay attention then or since. It took Donald Trump to empower the people whose lives are impacted by uncontrolled illegal immigration in 2016 by pushing the wall. He says even Senator Chuck Schumer knows Trump won the presidency because of his promise to build the wall. He inadvertently spilled the beans and admitted as much. That's why he is so determined to stop Trump, to keep him from fulfilling his most important campaign promise and winning re-election in 2020. You know, he just goes on.
See, I think
on,
he points out all that. I think he's right on, things. Spot on every bit of that, Kurt.
Yeah. You know, he's just, it's pretty good stuff. There's a lot there, and you know, he says at the end, he says, you need to be prepared for the name calling. This is if you're, you know, in support of this and that kind of thing. He says, get ready to be called deplorable, racist, white supremacist, bigots. That's the way the left operates. Turn off the virulent anti-Trump media. Call your representatives in Washington. Demand the wall funding. Support only Republicans with a backbone so we can take our nation back.
In fact, Melissa Milano's already starting with his point. Kurt will tell you about it in seconds. Listen to the wind blow.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So our buddy Joseph Farah over at WND.com has an incredible article called Why Trump's Right. It's all about the border now. And I think there's incredible points in this article, but he points out how abusive it will get if you stand with Donald Trump. They'll call you a racist, a bigot, a hater, and everything under the sun. Be prepared for that, says Joseph Farah. Well, Melissa Milano highlights his point so well, Kurt.
Yeah, and I guess this is an actress, and they call her an activist, and it was a Fox piece that World Net Daily forwarded on, and I guess she's 46 now, and she says, she basically makes this shocking claim about the Make America Great Again caps. She says the red MAGA hat, or Make America Great Again hat, is the new white hood. She says, without white boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself. There's a companion story that I just sent you from NBC that basically says, talking about these kids from this Catholic school that were wearing these caps. The lady says, it says NBC's Guthrie to Covington Sandman, do you think if you weren't wearing that hat, this might not have happened? At least to me, the amazing thing is the hat says, Make America Great Again. I just don't see what, everybody wants to oppose that for.
Well, as long as you use your media to create a label, and anybody who has MAGA is literally basically like the KKK. I mean, he's comparing followers, this lady, Melissa Milano, comparing followers of Donald Trump to the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason they're saying that is they're talking about, Donald's the Grand Wizard, Kurt, of the Klan, and he's doing all these things. And so as long as we allow that false narrative to continue, I agree. These Catholic school kids got abused by the press big time. The press was so eager to point out these Christian teenagers, these Donald Trump supporters, these pro-life supporters, as these evil agitators against Native Americans and all this stuff. Well, it turns out the mainstream press got caught in a massive lie on this story. And the truth is these Christian pro-life kids were there. They were humble. They were polite. They were appropriate. And it turns out the agitators were these black Antifa kind of a people, or these black, I don't know what they call them, Israelite, whatever they are, these black violent agitators. They're the ones that started it all. And then the Native American guy got in the middle of it and everything else. And the most peaceful group of them all were these well-behaved Catholic Christian teenagers. And the bottom line is their own school even dogged them, because they just went along with the press, just virally went crazy with the press. This is a big shame, and it's a credibility crisis for the mainstream press that just went off because they hate Christianity, they hate Make America Great Again, they hate Trump, they hate the pro-life agenda, and so they just absolutely, when they thought they had a chance to make it all look bad, they just went for broke on it, and they got slaughtered because it's a credibility crisis. The most peaceful groups there were the Catholic teenage kids. that were humble and polite and respectful and appropriate. They've been to these pro-life rallies year after year after year. If you go study the story in the school, Kurt, and the instructors and the adults, the chaperones that were there and everything else were explaining it. And at first, everybody kind of laughed at the Catholic kids and said, you guys are backpedaling. But the more we study this, the more we see video of the whole thing, not these little trimmed up videos the mainstream press manufactured. We begin to understand the truth. The most peaceful among them were the Christian Catholic teenagers with their chaperones that have been in the pro-life rallies for years with no incident. Until the black agitators and the professional Native American agitators literally manufactured this crisis. The media jumped aboard and got beat up over it. But it just highlights Joseph Farah's point, along with the Melissa Milano agenda. I mean, Shaka claim about Make America Great Again hat. She compared supporters of Donald Trump to members of the Ku Klux Klan. The good news, though, is that at Liberty Roundtable Live, you know, we're members of the Klan, right, Kurt? And we even got a talk show by one of the Klan leaders. And so we're in like Flynn with the whole thing, buddy. Right?
Well, it's exactly right, Sam.
If you fall for their lies.
That's right.
If you want the truth, look, I've never, ever, ever been involved in the Ku Klux Klan. I don't even know personally any Ku Klux Klan leaders, Kurt. I've never been involved. Growing up, I was always scared of the Klan. When I'd hear a little bit about them, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, that's just evil. And hoods and darkness and attacks and violence. And, you know, I've been against that my whole life, and I still stand against it. But, see, I do want to make America great again, Kurt. I'm not going to back away from that. I absolutely do. And I hope everybody does. To your point, Kurt.
I mean, imagine making America great again.
It'd be awesome.
What an evil thing to be upset about.
Well, you could start with the Gladys Knight example and the Mike Pence example and his wife's examples and stuff, Kurt. Kind of circling back to that. But while we're saying we ought to behave Christian-like, we ought to follow these teenage Catholic kids, Kurt. They're doing it right. They're making America great again. They're peacefully advocating for what they believe in. And Mike Pence and his wife have a humble response. And Gladys Knight's trying to heal everybody and get back to the national anthem, its voice. I mean, there's a lot of good people doing good things, Kurt. But Joe Biden's in the news, though, and I guess he's, what, firing a shot across the GOP bow, Kurt?
Well, yeah, he basically says, look, you know, the reason that some of these Republicans won is they had voter ID in some of these states. And I'm like, I guess what you're saying, Joe, is you're for illegals to vote. But, you know, that's basically how I see it. He says GOP stole Florida and Georgia governorships with voter ID laws. Yeah, that's one way to steal it, I guess, is have people vote that are citizens. What do you think, Sam?
Well, and I find that interesting. The Democrats have been for voter ID big time all over the country. Is Joe jettisoning the Democratic Party now? Kurt?
I didn't know they were for voter ID. I thought they were for a motor voter, well, which basically meant, you know, you could just show up and...
Well, they're for that, too. But voter is part of the voter ID laws, right?
I thought they were separate, where, you know, what you had is when you go to vote, you're supposed to prove that you're a citizen instead of, you know, just have some kind of a paper that really doesn't say that, but you can
like
vote
a driver's
anyway.
License.
Yeah, like those million something illegals.
Yeah,
in California.
I'm not sure how you prove you're a citizen without a national ID database either. But you know, anyway, all I'm telling you is that it's just different twists on these, you know, regulations and these laws that we have, and it's just kind of interesting that what Republicans
well,
are for
seems
voter
like
ID,
we've been
and
able
Democrats
to do it
are for
forever.
Voter.
When you vote in your own little precinct and your people that know you, you know, and you give your address and you know that kind of thing, you know, then you know it seems like it's pretty well taken care of like that. But I mean,
not if you
want
to commit fraud.
Do that for years, you know. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Good point.
So your point's well taken. I guess I'm just saying I understand, but the Democrats and the Republicans have been for when they want to restrict the votes, then they want to use voter ID or voter laws or this or that. And you know, I like the tiny, tiny precincts where everybody knows each other plan. And when there's a new guy, you don't need to card everybody. If Sam's been around and lived at, you know, my address for 20 years, everybody knows me in this little precinct, and there's nothing to discuss. Sam can vote. Of course he can. He's been here forever. When a new guy comes in, then it's like, hey, we want to see some documentation. We want to see that you're really registered to vote and that you're really legitimate here. And I get that and agree with that, by the way. Where it goes too far is when you do the voter motor stuff and or when you create some national ID database or whatever else. And it's hard to say. Republicans and Democrats have been on all sides of that regulation to the point where, hey, the only reason we need these, quote, national databases or voter motor and some of these things is because we've got this big, massive voting thing where nobody knows anybody, Kurt. Right? So, anyway, it's kind of a battle. But now, so Joe Biden's blaming the Republicans for the voter ID laws. But now Democratic operatives, people are claiming they're torpedoing things too, Kurt.
Well, there's just a little bit more of this, you know, I don't know if you want to call it fallout, but the facts are coming out way after the vote.
After when the fraud's been Judge committed, Roy, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. And there's nobody really paying for any of it, if you ask me. But they're proving that
well, they could redo the
illegal
election
activities. Yeah, but they won't. They never do that, Sam. I mean, they just let it go and say, hey, you know, the chips fell and that's what happened.
But it's my job to point out solutions that could work, that could improve things.
That's right. The Judge Roy Moore situation, there's a whole lot of truth coming out saying that there was illegal activities done, and it wasn't on the side of Judge Roy Moore.
Was it the Russians, Kurt?
Well, that's what they want to say, Sam, is that it was somebody else. But, you know, they've been able to track it down now to the guys that were opposing Judge Roy Moore right here in America.
What, the Democratic operatives, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right, Sam.
Guys, well,
a bunch of money.
I agree that it's a problem. Like, I think the biggest issue is that, you know, when they attack Roy Moore, it went viral and became a household discussion. Now that they have to admit Democratic operatives torpedoed Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race, I don't really see, I mean, I see guys like us carrying it, you know, the listeners of Liberty Roundtable and a few other outlets understand, but I don't think it's got that household reach of the attack of Roy Moore had, Kurt, right?
I don't think, I mean, out of 100 people that know about how evil Judge Roy Moore was, you know, that, you know, the Washington Post, New York Times, everybody else was telling about how terrible he was. Maybe one know about, hey, the real truth behind
Amen.
The story.
You're right. And that's why I think we need greater penetration for the truth on this, that Democratic operatives did torpedo Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race. No doubt fraud was committed. No doubt shenanigans was going on. It was absolute. Anyway. Jerome Corsi, though, I guess he's adding Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post to the complaint against Mueller. So the lawsuit expands under Larry Klayman and Jerome Corsi, Kurt.
That's exactly right. And it's in the billions, Larry Klayman. You know, all I can say is I hope they get reparations. They get treated fairly and properly. Jerome Corsi, we've known him for years. He's been a guest on the program, and you know, so has Larry Klayman. We hats off to him for all their efforts, and we hope for the best.
Amen. And poor Jerome Corsi battling for his freedom, and you got these Democratic operatives that rigged the election running around free. And there you have it. Anyway, we'll see how that lawsuit unfolds. I guess a Marine Corps veteran sues the sheriff's office, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, you know, there's a number of these kind of things, and it's occasional. It's nice to see when something good happens. In this case, this was a lady who she was forcibly stripped and detained naked for 12 hours, and so the sheriff's office is, you know, going to have to reply to this, and it's certainly not the way you're supposed to be treated when you're taken into custody.
I can bet it's not a constitutional sheriff, huh, Kurt?
Amen to that.
Constitutional sheriff would understand she has due process and rights and such like that. Anyway, what a sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to use the checks and balances, and we've got to have a moral people if we want America to be great again. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Tom DeWeese, American Policy, our guest. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the United States.